Hello. Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to another Sunday Love Gram. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy to be here with you. Here's a little snippet for you. This is from my favorite things from The Sound of Music, which you may be familiar with.
When anything bugs me and I'm feeling unhappy, I just try and think of nice things.
What kind of things?
Oh, well, let me see. Nice things. Daffodils. Green meadows. Skies full of stars, raindrops on roses, and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with a moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
It occurs to me, out of nowhere today, that I don't know why this song dropped in my mind while I was meditating, but it did. And it occurs to me that my favorite things in this song that they're singing from The Sound of Music, they're really pinpricks of light, right? They're sparkles. Those of you who have been around for a while have heard me use the phrase pinpricks of light many times. If you're new, I'll just give you a quick little what the heck. Way back when, three decades ago now, when I was a young woman, I went through a very dark and depressed time full of anxiety and a deep depression. And I was led to a meditation class, thank goodness, right, by some beautiful grace. And when I walked into that meditation class, it really literally felt like an iron wall was closing in on me. And I was practicing, as you know, they teach you to focus on the in-breath and the out-breath. And on one of the in-breaths, I remember hearing in my head what was typically all of these nasty, awful, self-hating voices, but I remember hearing something compassionate that said, "I don't want to kill myself." And it was like a little pinprick in that iron wall where suddenly light came in. That's the only way I can describe it. That's sort of really what the visual was in that moment. It's stuck with me all these years. But it was relief, right? It was a moment of possibility, even, you could say. It was a moment of being with myself. And ever since then, I've really turned to that image of a pinprick in an iron wall as something that can be a stepping stone for me to get from one place to another. Sometimes it's really a lifesaver. You know, I'm in a very, very hard place and I look for a little sparkle, a little pinprick of light as a way to get myself turned into a new direction, as a way to crawl out of the darkness, whatever the metaphor of the moment. Because sometimes it's more severe than others. You know, sometimes I might be flatlining and I will look for a pinprick of light, a sparkle, to help me get a little uplift. And so maybe not quite so serious, but yet still incredibly important. And you know, so what do I mean by a pinprick of light? What do I mean by a little sparkle? It's different for everyone. But as I'm looking around right now, I have a tiny little vase with a couple sunflowers in it. That is a pinprick of light. That is a sparkle. And when I look at these sunflowers, I'm drawn to remember that I actually cut them from outside by our little free library. My son's dad planted sunflowers. And right now, I don't know why, but a million of them just bloomed all at once. So, you know, while a few days ago we might have had 6 or 7, all of a sudden it feels like there's about 30 sunflowers on these vines outside of the Little Free Library. And so since there were so many, normally I wouldn't cut them off because I like for them to be out there, of course, you know, in nature and people walking by can see them. But I treated myself because I thought, oh, there's so many and I'll bring a couple into my studio. And they do. Every time I look at them, they spark something, you know, sparkle. They spark a little tiny feeling in me of well-being and joy and hope, you know. What else is a pinprick of light or a sparkle? For instance, when I was walking out to my studio, which is out in the backyard this morning, hearing a little bird chirping, a little bird sound, which made me feel connected. Oh my goodness, you're not going to believe this. Oh my goodness. I stepped to look out the window because I wanted to see if there were any birds out as I was talking about birds. And when I glanced out by our lemon tree, there was a hummingbird. And now a hummingbird is definitely a pinprick of light. In fact, like I'm watching her right now. She's flitting around from the lemon tree to a hibiscus, which I had specifically put that hibiscus in the yard because I wanted to attract hummingbirds. It's a red one, red hibiscus. Anyhow, that's an in the moment. I felt like when I looked out, because I thought, oh, maybe I'll see if there's any birds out. And I saw that little hummingbird, right? There's that there's just that sense of something special, right? And again, recently, I've heard people referring to these as glimmers, which is interesting, right? It's a very similar kind of word, pinprick of light, sparkle, glimmer. It could be just a little bit of a flutter inside of you. And again, like, I think it's going to be different for everyone. I glanced over and I had put some ceramic art on a pole out there, a wooden post, I mean. And that art, it's two hands, and in between the hands is a wire. And on the wire is a tightrope walker. And this is art by Gail Trunick, who is just one of my favorite artists. And she has a studio near where my mom lives, which I find extraordinary. I think she's just like a huge spotlight of light in that tiny area where there's not a ton of things like artist galleries or, you know, places you could go to find that kind of whimsy. But her art is very whimsical like that. So this tightrope walker, I glanced up at that. That's a pinprick of light. So let's play a little more of this, my favorite things.
Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
I don't know if you remember, if you've even ever seen The Sound of Music. However, I have totally forgotten that one of the reasons that she's singing this song to these children is that there's a big thunderstorm going on. And I have never actually got that before. I was talking to you in this moment. But that, you know, my whole story of pinpricks of light, sparkle, started from a very, very dark place. I was looking to a tiny pinprick of light to guide me through the darkness, right? And it's true that when it's pitch dark and there's even just one light, we feel like we can follow that light. We feel like we have something to head toward, right? It's like a lighthouse, right, is another metaphor. And I really have never noticed, or maybe I forgot, that the reason that these children's nanny is singing this song is because they're scared. It's thunder. It's nighttime, they're scared, and she's bringing them a song basically about pinpricks of light, right? So in all honesty, I can't even remember, I was going to say what sparked me. Oh, I do now, of course. So I was meditating this morning, and that song, My Favorite Things, just dropped in my head out of nowhere. And isn't that interesting? Like, that in itself is such a pinprick of light that we can, that, you know, that we're these animated beings walking around on two legs, and there's something bigger that guides us. I mean, at least I believe this. You know, I couldn't go into, and I wouldn't want to go into, like, what exactly that is, you know. And it's different. Again, I think we all see it and define it differently. But I'm hoping that you find that there's something like that, where it's like, you know, you've been noodling about something, and, you know, maybe you're concerned or worried about something, and then a solution drops in while you're showering, or when you're out walking, or, you know, when you're talking to a friend. And that's really something, isn't it? The creative force of the universe. Oh, and that reminds me. So that was something else I just wanted to say. You know, when you're exploring for yourself, what does this even mean to me? What are pinpricks of light? How do I find them? How do I notice them? How do I even create them? When I just said the word creative, I think for me at least, that's one clue. There are times, like when I just earlier when I was talking to you and I saw the hummingbird, that was a noticing, right? That was kind of a noticing of a pinprick of light. I also have trained myself to create them. And, you know, when I said creative, so usually for me, like, I just bought myself this tiny little printer that will print single photos from my camera. And I've been having so much fun printing little photos and making cards for people with photos. I've always loved that. I've always loved the personal touch like that. And it's creative and it sparks something. It sparkles for me. So that's one way that I know if I'm feeling a little bit low or flatlining, I need a little pick-me-up, that I can make someone a card. And it connects me to my creativity. It connects me to someone that I love. It is an intentional creating of a sparkle. But it could also be something creative in the sense of, like, last weekend I took myself to the Ruth Asawa exhibit at the San Francisco MoMA. And that was also an intentional pick-me-up. I was feeling a little bit flatlining. I was tired. And I knew, and it was true, that if I stepped into an art museum, I would feel that sense of being surrounded by sparkles, which for me is the case. Now, that's not true for everyone. It might be something different. You know, obviously walking into a forest or a park can often be that for people. I encourage you right now, as you're listening in this last moment or two, let it drop into you. You know, is there a pinprick of light you noticed, but you didn't even notice that you noticed today, which is a fun game. Sometimes when we pause and we think, did I see anything today? I often ask this at the beginning of meetings that I host. I'll say, did you see anything beautiful? Did you experience anything beautiful? And people may not have been aware of it, but as soon as I ask the question and they quote unquote force themselves to think about it, something will drop in. Is that happening for you right now? You know, jot it down if there's a piece of paper or a post-it note. And then also, a second thing is consider, you know, what is your equivalent of creating a pinprick of light? You know, I said sending a greeting card to someone and putting a photo in it, or going to the art museum, or going to a park or the forest. Well, what about you? Is there one thing? And, you know, you could keep a running list in your journal of things that spark you. And then when you're feeling down, that's a really important guide, because when we're feeling down, when we're feeling depressed or angry or upset, we don't have that creative imagination typically, you know, to think of something. So if we have a ready-made list and we just, you know, again, I'm putting this in quotes, force ourselves, you know, okay, you know, I feel terrible, but I'm just going to go and, you know, walk in this park, or I'm just going to go to this gallery, and then watch what happens. I bet, you know, like me, you will really find, if you haven't already started this practice, that these pinpricks of light are stepping stones. And sometimes I think of them also as like jewels on a necklace, right? It's like one by one by one by one, they create something so big and so beautiful in our lives. So it's been lovely to talk to you, and I send you great warmth and love and a big hug as we all walk each other home, as Ram Dass said so beautifully. Bye-bye.